Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact podcast series. I'm Simone Power. I'm joined today by Dr. Jackie Cooney, founder of Cala Medical, a spin-out from the University of Limerick. Cala Medical have designed and patented a unique device containing a specific immobilized enzyme which treats the excessive inflammatory response in the blood of sepsis patients. Jackie was educated in Trinity College Dublin and spent half of the last 30 years abroad and the other half at UL. Her position at UL encompasses teaching as a senior lecturer in the Department of Biological Sciences and as a course director for the new Bachelor of Science Bioscience degree. She derives great joy from seeing students' minds light up as they grasp scientific concepts and from dabbling in the lab with her research team. In recent years, her team has transitioned an idea based on decades of fundamental research into a company, Cala Medical, with a medical device therapy targeting sepsis. Jackie, can you explain to us what is sepsis and how pervasive an issue is it?
Sepsis is a worldwide problem with a very high mortality rate and a high cost of treatment. It kills more people than breast cancer, lung cancer, and prostate cancer combined, and it's notoriously difficult and expensive to treat. There's a range of severities in sepsis, but across the board, the mortality rate is high, reaching 50% in the most severe category. Over 1 million cases occur in the EU, and there were over 14,000 cases reported in Ireland alone in 2016. For people who survive sepsis, there are serious complications as they often have multi-organ failure and require intensive care after they're released from hospital.
And what solution has Cala Medical developed to treat this condition?
Sepsis is an overstimulation of the person's own immune system in response to infection or other trauma. The Cala Medical solution focuses on fighting sepsis by intervening in this response, so it's targeting the body's own immune system. The treatment is based on a small device which is outside the body, through which the liquid part of the patient's blood will pass. It's a process called therapeutic apheresis. It's a little bit like kidney dialysis. In healthy people, C5a goes quietly about its normal business, causing no problems. But in patients with sepsis, the protein goes out of control and creates a potentially fatal massive cellular response known as the cytokine storm. And this cytokine storm can lead to multi-organ failure and decreases the survival rate for patients. So with the Cala device, there is an enzyme immobilized to the surface of a little bead inside the cassette, and the fluid component of the patient's blood, which contains the C5a, passes over this, and the enzyme inactivates the C5a, and that reduces the cytokine storm.
And how is the Cala Medical treatment for sepsis unique to other treatments available on the market?
So currently there is no direct intervention on the market for sepsis. There are some companies making device-like cassettes to target sepsis, but these are based on two different strategies from Cala Medical. The first one pulls bacterial components out of the blood, but that will not allow treatment of all different kinds of causes of sepsis. The other strategy for treatment is to cleanse the blood of all small proteins. And C5a is a small protein, but these therapies will pull all small components out of the blood, and some of those are actually good for the patient. So with this Cala Medical device, we are really going in and intervening and picking out just one molecule that is involved in the cytokine storm. And that allows us to control the treatment very precisely. And also, because we are targeting C5a, which is a response to all types of infection, including all kinds of bacterial infection or a viral infection or fungal infection, we can target all causes of sepsis, not just a limited subsection like other therapies are.
And how has your research made an impact, Jackie?
There are over 1 million people in the US and another 1 million people in the EU that are treated for sepsis annually. And the estimated cost for treatment of sepsis in the US alone is over $25 billion. So there's a very strong business case for the adoption of our system in hospitals, as well as an equally strong medical case. In the testing we have done so far, our technology has been readily able to deactivate C5a at the highest levels observed in sepsis patients. Our device meets a massive medical need and would undoubtedly be a huge step forward in the treatment of sepsis.
Where do you see this research going in the future?
there is a great deal of preclinical testing to be done around proving the concept and testing the device to ensure that it's safe and that it works efficiently in human blood before we can even consider going to clinical trials. However, our plan is to bring this device to a fully approved state in the EU initially, followed by the US. There is an enormous potential for the product from a therapeutic and market perspective.
You have recently commercialised your research and formed Cala Medical. How have you found the transition from the research world to the commercial world?
The transition has been quite a difficult one for a very basic researcher, but I have a really excellent team around me. There has been tremendous support from the UL Tech Transfer Office, guiding me and giving me new skills, and also in the Nexus Innovation Centre in UL, which is a really good home for the spin-out.
And Jackie, what's it like being a woman in science?
Mostly fun. I have had terrific male mentors through my career, but there are issues for women in science. And I think the message I would like to get across to women is absolutely give it a go, but be patient with life, because we are all so responsible for having children. And I have had a tremendously supportive partner during my career, but it still falls mostly to women to look after children. And you can get to a good end point in your scientific career, but it probably will take a little bit longer. And just to realize that, you can have a nice family situation and you can have a good scientific career, but you mightn't achieve it all by the time you're 30, and you may look around and see your male counterparts doing it at 30 and go, oh, why can't I do that? Well, go home and hug your kids.
Can I ask you, what was your personal motivation to focus on this area of research?
So I have worked as a basic research scientist for decades in collaboration with a colleague, Dr. Todd Kagawa. We've been really interested in studying how enzymes work, particularly proteases, specifically the one that has led to this invention, because it only has one target, and that's really unusual. We brought in a colleague and friend, Dr. Brian Noonan, who is the person guiding the invention through to commercialization. I think it's really important for scientists to use the knowledge that they generate for the betterment of mankind. It sounds a little naff, but I really do believe it, and I hope that our invention will give something back for everything that society has given us and allowed us to do our research.
Thank you, Jackie. You've been listening to Dr. Jackie Cooney of Cala Medical and the University of Limerick. This research is kindly supported by Enterprise Ireland, Kieran Kern and Jim Walsh. If you would like to find out more about research impact, go to our website at ul.ie/researchimpact.